now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
God says, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. How do good parents nourish and bring up children? Two great fundamentals are mingled. The first is command, and the second is entreaty. There is the stern command of a father, and there is the loving entreaty of a mother. If the child is not moved by the one, maybe the other takes effect. But if he remains unchanged after both, then he is addicted to his pride and rebellion. It's just like he said to both parents, I don't care what you say or what you do. I'm going to live the way I want to, so what can you do about it? That challenge puts those parents on the spot. Will they be cowards and bow to their son as he enthrones himself? Or will they stand up for their parental responsibilities and chasten and subdue their son for his own future good? Sad enough, but our generation of parents are mostly cowards, and the children take control before they're half grown. But God is not that kind. No one can defy the living God and get away with it. No one can trample God in the dust and enthrone himself. God will never turn his throne over to you, nor will he toady to you. God is our good at heart both in this life and in the hereafter. And so he does those two things. First, he commands, and second, he entreats. What is his command? Now God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Repent. That means to condemn yourself as only another wicked sinner. How that stings as it smashes our pride. Repent, that is to turn from your evil habits and ungodly sins. But they have so thrilled you while they wrap their enslaving chains around you, you just can't give them up. God does not command you to deliver yourself from their power. He will do that for you, but only when you turn from them and seek his deliverance. Repent, that means that you are so depraved, so ruined, so corrupt, you're past mending. You need to be made a new creature by being born again. Repent. That is the death blow to self-love, self-pride, and self-sufficiency. And like Job, you cry in sincere confession, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Remember, this is God's command for you to obey because he commanded it. This will show yourself bowing in submission to God and his word, but to refuse to repent is to defy God. Surely you would not be such a fool as to fight the living God of heaven. I hope you will need only his command, and you will repent. But if not, then God's second approach to you is to entreat you. I know it does seem unbelievable to think that the eternal God of heaven and earth would ever entreat a sinful, rebellious man, his creature, but it is true. Hearken, I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? Truly, God is in deep earnestness, and his appeal is so tender, and that in the very face of our evil ways and wickednesses. Surely this will penetrate your tough hide and melt your hard heart. What is your response? Do you say, Preacher, tell your God, I will obey his command, and I will repent, and tell him my heart is moved by his entreaty? No, you must tell him yourself. This must be a personal experience, a person-to-person matter. Now, when you go to God in true repentance, then you face the biggest problem of all. How can God have mercy on me and forgive me? Oh, neighbor, I can't wait to tell you the good news. Long before you were ever born, God himself answered that question. In marvelous love and grace, he gave his beloved son, Jesus, and his son gave himself to die for your sins. He answered that question and finished the work of salvation, and God raised him out of death and enthroned him in heaven as Lord of all. So, now if you will receive him into your heart to love him and submit to him and to trust him as your Lord and Savior, then the great transaction between God and your soul will be settled, and God will be your God and your Father, and Jesus Christ will be to you my Lord and my Savior. Amen. And this can be your personal experience with the living God today. Let not this day pass and you still be without Christ, without God, and having no hope. God's terms are clear. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. God has his pen in hand to write your name in the book of life. Or will your name be on the list of the doomed and the damned? Decide wisely, for it's for eternity. The Holy Spirit has given me this message for you. I am but his bondservant. David Brinkman.